producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So let me tell you about the story with Jim Owsley in Project Blue Book in the early 50s. But first, to tell you that we have a second radio show we want you to listen to. And this special project called the Paracast Plus is a way for you to really support the show personally. You get a high-resolution version of this show, free of the network ads, after the Paracast, show transcripts, videos coming. We've already got one great video up there. Check it out, plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. So, by any extent here, we've got Jim Owsley, and Jim Owsley goes to the Air Force, and he personally types out all these cases, the ones that are interesting. And wherever he could type, he takes with him. Fine. Kehoe is getting this stuff on the phone from people like Al Chop. Kehoe learns what Mosley's doing. Talk about flip-out time. He flips out. How could you let him have this information? And so they shut the doors to getting this information so freely because Kehoe complained.
Mm-hmm.
All because of Jim Owsley. And Owsley thought at the time it was a matter of jealousy. I don't know. I'm not going to say anything about that. I think it's totally unfair.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like, you know, a story that would happen today with all the territorialism and infighting in the field. If I can't have it, nobody can type of attitude, which happens sometimes, and which is frustrating, where one person can ruin it for everybody.
Well, the thing I wonder about here is how much cooperation do we have in the UFO field these days? We want MUFON to go out there saying they're scientific, that in a sense this is the premier organization, the largest, the oldest, etc.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't help with cooperation.
Well, I guess it depends on what you mean, because I think if anything, for better or worse, that's kind of Jan's idea. And it could be that I think that's what is perhaps what frustrates a lot of people is I think Jan wants to cooperate with everybody. I think Jan wants MUFON to be that umbrella organization, and he wants to do what he can for everyone, even if what people are doing falls outside of the scope of the scientific investigation. And that's what makes it difficult. By doing that, then he lets in perhaps the organization have some scope creep where they're getting into areas that are not necessarily scientific. I think he's trying to work with Jaime and others, and that's what gets him in trouble with some people.
The feeling is that he's not being discriminatory enough. He's not being careful, circumspect about whom he's cooperating with.
Right, because he's trying to cooperate with everyone. So that, I guess it's difficult when you're running an organization like that and necessarily what to do. And I can see the argument either way. My argument, of course, used to be that MUFON can't be that umbrella organization and keep to its mission, whereas everybody wanted MUFON to be that. I just felt MUFON couldn't. And it wasn't fair to people to ask MUFON to do that. If you feel that this needs to be done, then go do it. Go start your own organization. Find an organization that does this. But with limited resources, it's difficult for MUFON to do everything. That's why I felt, you know, it was best perhaps for MUFON to focus on less and more credible kind of more scientific research. And Jan's idea is opposite. He wants to say yes to everyone and try to make everybody happy with MUFON. And by doing that, you know, you associate yourself with people or things, topics that, you know, others are going to be disappointed about. You can't please everyone. And in fact, you know, with MUFON and its membership, I think my idea of being more scientific might just might make more people upset than Jan's method, to be honest. You know, who's to say who's right?
Definitely. Who takes the best approach? But in terms of various organizations about UFOs, the thing here is that we have all sorts of different viewpoints as to what to favor. MUFON tends to be in the ET camp. And you almost think from the way they run the organization, it's all about proving ET.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't that kind of limit what they're doing?
Well, of course, they don't just do that. They do have the Robert Powells, you know, director of research, and he's got a scientific board. Of course, if you read their papers, they're great. They're much more careful. They're certainly not assumptive of the ET hypothesis. In fact, you know, I've interviewed him when it comes to putting together their top 10 list, which takes them like a year to do. So they won't have the 2015 top 10 list out for months because they, you know, comb over all of their cases and they're very careful, and it boils down to very few cases that they feel are, you know, their best cases. Those sort of reports are very credible. So you have that going on, but of course it doesn't get the type of attention as some of the more sensational stuff that's going on, like the focus on the ET aspects. And I think you're right that if you were to visit the site and look through it, you would have this assumption that, you know, we are being contacted by aliens. And I think even perhaps Jan has even written something to that effect. But I think, you know, as much as it frustrates people, we don't have proof of that. Where is the smoking gun? We don't have that. We mostly have anecdotal information. And that alone is evidence of something, and it makes it something worthy of study, but it's not proof. Even with that anecdotal information, you can't say for sure, and this is the sort of thing Jacques Vallée talks about that frustrates people, you can't say for sure that that is extraterrestrial. Even if you have a third party, some sort of entity, like some people claim, telling them that they're extraterrestrial, how do you know they're telling you the truth? I think that's what David Jacobs is saying. You can always assume that they're lying. But how do you know? My argument is, how do you know that isn't an internal voice? How do you know it's external, especially if it's something you can't see and you're sensing? Even if it is something you supposedly can see, how do you know that? You need to be more careful, I think. And how do you prove it? You can't prove it. All you can say is, here's my experience. So we can collect experiences, but it's important when you want to have credibility that you frame them as experiences and not proof. Something that's interesting that needs to be looked at. But I think that's where you can get into trouble. And I think that's why currently, I don't think you have as much. When it comes to mainstream coverage by the media, I think we get a lot of positive coverage, even for our conference. And it's honestly because I try to steer the media away from the more fringe stuff and steer them towards the more credible. But often they'll go seek the fringe stuff and they'll go there. But I think one of the people who is doing best in that arena is Leslie Kane. She's very careful about what she says and how, and she's always taken very seriously by the media. You rarely see her being made fun of or her material being made fun of. You have people like James Oberg challenging it, but she always has a very sober response. And I think if you look at James Oberg's challenges to her book, she came out on top because she noted, you're talking about things I didn't even talk about in my book, which is kind of disingenuous. So I think that Leslie's approach is really where things have to head. But unfortunately, with the world becoming more sensational and credibility and talking points being backed by fact are less prevalent, that it may not be the direction the world is going, but I think it's definitely something that brings credibility. I just hope that, you know, there are more people following that direction. And I think it's great that we have some people in the mainstream media. We have Billy Cox, but also with like Lee Spiegel, you know, out there bringing a lot of attention.
We've got three more segments to go with Alejandro Rojas. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
If you're fascinated by UFOs, ancient aliens, archaeological mysteries, ghost hunting, Atlantis, and any other paranormal topic as we are, be sure to check out apmagazine.info each month. Since 1985, it has presented the latest research by top researchers like Andrew Collins, Brad Steiger, and many others, and contains interviews with such leading personalities as Jacques Vallée. Click on one of their banners and check out apmagazine.info. As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So if you tune in late and you're listening on one of our two dozen or so affiliates, well, Chris O'Brien is a bit under the weather this week. I think it's because he forgot to take his flu shot. He'll tell us later. But we do after the Paracast. We have Alejandro Rojas from Open Minds and they also bring you the International UFO Congress. You go to ufocongress.com, you get more information, and openminds.tv to get more information about that. And we're talking about different approaches to the UFO mystery and all the attendant stuff. But do you think at all, and this is something we've talked about in the PowerCast from time to time, do you think at all we'll ever get to a final solution, or is it not in our lifetime?
Well, it's funny because as we fight and argue down here on the planet Earth about this or that, if this really is an extraterrestrial phenomenon, we're working on their timeline. And it's funny that people get so upset with the government or so upset with this person or that person or this or that. It seems silly that if you really do believe this is an extraterrestrial situation, we would be working on their timeline. So it would be up to them. I think if it's up to humans, never. I think that there is no motivation. Even if all of those conspiracy theories exist, then there's certainly no motivation for anybody to come forward. But even if you think of a middle-of-the-line kind of conspiracy theory, that there's, let's say, this MJ-12 organization or something, what motivation would they have to come forward? Zero. I don't think any at all. And even if you look at politics, which is mostly about rhetoric. It's about moving people and trying to change things, but it's also about politics. It's about why would a politician want to disenfranchise any large or powerful organization or open up a can of worms? They may speak to something, but they're going to do it in a safe way where they can contain any damage coming from either direction, either the secret holders or from the public. So it's going to be very tempered and careful if there were any talking points towards this effect. And that's all they would be, is talking points. That's all we get. I don't see it. Perhaps the public will become more and more interested in this topic, and there will be sort of movements. I think that the way things move is that there will have to become then scientific. I think the best way would be that there would be resources put towards the science. Things like UFOTOG, which Doug Trumbull and Mark D'Antonio are working on and we'll talk about, or UFO Data, which is another project where they're trying to put together, you know, different telemetry, different technology that can capture different, you know, emissions from possible UFOs to discover more about them. But of course, equipment costs money, so there has to be funds put towards something like that, towards that. That would be helpful. These sort of things, or the mini cubes, these guys building these satellites to go look for UFOs. That's kind of a cool, helpful thing. I think more of those sorts of projects can help move us towards something, because when you have an organization like that perhaps obtain some data that is unexplainable, that sort of thing moves the public more than anything. And an example being the Kepler find of this planet or this star that has its weird kind of twinkling or dimming of the lights, which might be explained by something passing over it, perhaps large construction projects by aliens or spaceships or something that, you know, a civilization is blocking the light from the planet here and there. Or Dyson Sphere is one of the types of technology they suspect. That has really captured not only the public's attention, but also the scientific community's attention, because now they're writing stories, they're writing papers about what might be going on. They're open to this extraterrestrial answer, and that is fascinating. I think that's really moving this whole topic in the right direction, and I think that's more of what we need to see. And that's exciting enough. Discovery and people looking to discover more in that arena, that is really exciting. More movement towards that direction, I think, is great. I think people need to relax when it comes to disclosure and some major revelation. That's not how the world works. I think everybody wants this easy solution. Nothing is easy. Everything takes hard work. And you got to join and those people doing the hard work. People may criticize MUFON, but you know what? Those people are out on the street. They're putting in hours and hours of work. You and I are putting in hours and hours of work. Lee Spiegel, John Greenwald, all of the speakers that we have, they're all putting in their sweat equity, hours of work to try to figure something out. That's what we have to do instead of just trolling and complaining about everything on the internet and hoping for something big to happen. You got to get out there and do something. And I have a lot of respect for everybody that we've talked about, even, you know, the people I may not agree with, that they're, at least they're out there doing something.
Well, I think one of the big things here that we're also concerned about is whether we are focusing so much on ET that if UFOs turn out to be something else, we're going to miss it.
That's exactly kind of where the X-Files is going, is that, you know, Mulder was so focused on the ET aspect that he totally missed that there is some underlying conspiracy going on where he could have been heading, trying to uncover the truth about this major conspiracy, and instead he's looking for aliens. I think that's exactly what the point of the X-Files, where it's headed, is making.
Yeah, we shouldn't just fall for one theory, and maybe if you do fall for that theory, it serves the interest of anyone who wants to mislead you as to what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, who knows? I think, you know, when it comes to science, this is happening every day with the amazing space discoveries when it comes to extrasolar planets or even planets in our solar system, the ninth planet, or planets that are these wandering planets, these orphan planets that don't even circle a sun, or just any number of things. They are discovering things that they never could have imagined would have existed, or they're discovering that many of their theories were so wrong that the real answer was something their imagined couldn't have even comprehended. And I think that's the argument that Jacques makes, that, you know, Chris O'Brien, I think you know, we all love this theory, that there's more to be discovered. Some of this phenomena, it's unknown because we don't know what it is. And the answers are probably going to be things that our imagination just couldn't have even conceived of. And that, I think, is exciting. It might be boring if it was just, oh, it's just these aliens. It could be much, much more than that. And, you know, Jacques is kind of a champion of that thought. I think it's being more intelligent and open to the possibilities so that you don't run in the wrong direction. I think that's his message, and that's one of the reasons I'm such a huge fan of his.
Well, I think the key here, and this is also one of the reasons why I liked the work that John Keel did, is to question the conventional wisdom. And we'll question things more in a moment. We've got Alejandro Rojas with us. More to come. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for Natural Medicine, featured at the United Nations, and has 75 peer-reviewed published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats, 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now, 865-851-7269.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Alejandro Rojas is here. We're just doing it all alone, he and I. Chris O'Brien is under the weather, but should be back for after the Paracast. After the Paracast is the exclusive podcast available if you subscribe, and only if you subscribe to the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Let us continue with Alejandro Rojas. We're looking now at possible theories about UFOs and UFO belief, and we're focusing heavily here on the fact that there are so many assumptions being made about UFOs and what they might be, and maybe we should open our minds. Now, I want to ask you something here. I don't think you heard last week's episode. We talked about synchronicity with a fellow named Dr. Kirby Surprise. We've also talked about it with Mike Cleland, whom you know, and also Walter Bosley. And they're all pointing to a lot of different possibilities for unknown phenomena. Now, in terms of synchronicity, what's your take on that? Have you ever encountered it in your personal experience?
Yeah, I encounter it quite a bit. And I don't know. You know, it's kind of weird because I kind of put those sort of issues for me in what I would call kind of a philosophical kind of area. So it's kind of life philosophies for myself as instead of like a hard rule that is somehow scientifically proven. And I kind of feel like that feeling of synchronicity, whatever it may be for me, are kind of like landmarks. Often when I feel synchronistic about something, it's something that is good. Like if there's a project I take on, for instance, it often, and that I'm curious, should I be doing this or not? There's lots of synchronicities that happen that make me feel like, oh, this is the right thing. Or even, you know, in a new relationship or something like that. Of course, that's kind of out there. It's not necessarily something that's definitive, but it's a feeling that I certainly have had. So, but as far as why we have them, I have a psychology major, and I always think of those kind of aspects in that perhaps it isn't paranormal. However, you know, along these lines is, and this is what's really cool. One of the speakers we're having is Dr. Claude Swanson at the conference, and he is fascinating. He's a theoretical physicist. He went to school at MIT and at Princeton. Then he worked at MIT. He's worked for the National Science Foundation, all of these defense contracts and things like this. But he has this theory. A lot of theoretical physicists, including Dr. Michio Kaku, really their thing is the theory of everything. How can, you know, it's all got to fit inside of a calculation. Einstein was looking for that. Everybody was looking for that. But he feels that there is something to, like, the idea of chi or these subtle forces, or even the Russians call this kind of idea of chi torsion. Or there's a psychologist who is into UFOs and stuff who called it orgon energy. I forget his name right now. It's a German name. But he believes that there's a theory that there's a sort of like subtle energy that or a quantum type of particle that is just difficult to measure that is somehow part of everything's makeup, including our minds. It's almost like the force. That is
the
why.
The force is real.
Yeah, that the force is real and that this allows for connections within time-space that are outside of our normal time-space. And it allows for not just paranormal phenomena, but also for multidimensional travel and faster than light type of travel and stuff like this. So he believes that perhaps, you know, if UFOs are using this sort of, or extraterrestrial civilizations out there are using this, they know how to manipulate it and use it to travel. So he goes into the science of the paranormal and studies that have been done in like China and in Russia that are just incredible, really fascinating. So he believes that synchronicity is a part of all of this. In fact, he calls his book or his website Synchronized Universe, that somehow we are all kind of synced in a way that we don't realize. And I think his ideas are really fascinating.
Well, I definitely think we should look at out-of-the-box thinking, and I think that's one of the big things about the UFO field that always disturbs me, is the fact that we make so many assumptions as to what's going on that we don't step back and say, okay, we have this stuff going on. This is the evidence that seems to repeat itself that we consider consistent. Now, what might be causing it? Forget about spaceships or anything. Just look at the data and start from scratch, and that's a big problem.
Yeah, a lot of people have a problem with wanting answers. And you know what? There's a lot of people listening to this show that come to the lectures. They want answers. And that's why some of the people who start off their talks with, I got it all figured out. Here's the deal, people. And what really shocks me about some of the people who come to the conferences or are in this field is that they'll gravitate towards these people. But these people are saying different things, and they're saying, don't listen to that person. They got it all wrong. I'm the one who's got all the answers. But
that's the key. That's the key, Alejandro. The key is that people want answers. They don't want someone to come in there. And I've run into this situation when I first started lecturing about UFOs. I was in my late teens or early 20s, and I tried to give a balanced view. Okay, we've got this incredible phenomenon. All these strange things going on. They wanted to know, okay, fine, what's the answer? Well, we haven't figured that out yet. That's not acceptable.
Right. And they
so in a sense, the speaker is forced to give an answer if he wants to keep doing these speeches.
Yep. Yeah, and I'm telling everybody, first speakers, be true to yourself. That's all you can do. My favorite speakers, that's, you know, they're ready to admit they don't know. And you know what, people, if you think you have it figured out, you're wrong. And what you need to do is to make your life happier, to be able to, I think, even be wiser and discover more, sit back and go through this exercise and tell yourself, I know nothing. I'm a bonehead. I don't know crap, because you don't. There's so much more to discover out there. Nobody, Einstein didn't know everything. Look how much we've discovered since Einstein. He didn't know crap. Nobody knows. There's this saying I like, that a fool believes he's wise and a wise man knows he's a fool. But when you look at it, well, why should I think that I'm a fool and I don't know anything? Because you don't know much. What you know is very little. But when you admit that to yourself, that can be advantageous, because first of all, you're going to be open to new ideas. Your brain is going to be able to conceive different ideas and put different things together and come up with new innovative things. But you're going to be happier, and just the sense of wonderment, because if you don't know and you realize you don't know, then you're learning. You're open to learning new things every day. And existence is this wonderful journey of discovery. And then, you know, everything. You never know what's around the corner. I know when we go to this conference, I'm going to learn new things, and there's going to be new, fascinating discoveries. I know when I talk to you on this podcast, or we go to lunch, or whenever I do a podcast, I'm going to learn new and amazing things. And it's good to be open to that, and open to the genuine nature of discovery, and to know that there's new things to learn. We don't know everything. And it's also honoring. I think you're able to honor everybody's points of view a little easier that way, in that, hey, everybody's got a piece of the puzzle. There are everybody has some sort of answer. And I think it's just damaging to think that you have all the answers. And if someone tells you at the beginning of their talk, I have all the answers, most likely that's the person that has the least answers.
And that's what always happens here. The people who sometimes become very popular are those who say, okay, sit down, I'll tell you what it's all about, just listen to me. It's almost like a certain political figure. We'll get into that in a moment. One more segment with Alejandro Rojas and Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's L-E-M-K-E Soft.com. LemkeSoft.com. L-E-M-K-E Soft.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or call 800-544-3533.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So don't you think it's true that people are so anxious to have answers that they'll listen to somebody who says, I figured it all out for you. They'll listen to Donald Trump because Donald Trump says, I know how to deal with Mexico. I know how to stop the illegal immigration. Of course, he ignores the fact that the number of people getting into this country from the southern border in the U.S. is at the lowest level since 2003.
Right.
But that works against their theory. So, of course, mm-hmm. You can't tell the truth. You just have to say, well, we'll have the answers.
You know, it's easy. Rhetoric is really easy. And it's easy for Donald Trump to come out and say whatever he wants. And this always happens during presidential races or any sort of political race, is that it's easy for a politician to, you know, just use rhetoric to say things. It's another thing to actually make things happen. Donald Trump, I don't think he cares about whether or not these things can happen or not, because he loves the attention he gets by saying stuff. But the same thing happens in this field. And that we can go out and we can blah, blah, blah all day long, but actually discovering and making things happen is a totally different thing. And it's better to be careful about things, to make more strides, to actually move in the directions that you want to move. You're going to get there further by being open and trying to discover and learn. And especially in this day and age when things change so rapidly, being very fluid and open to changing and adapting. But rhetoric can be easy. And this, it happens in this field. You can go listen to rhetoric all day if that's what you want to do. But is it going to reach your goal? Is Donald Trump going to build a fence like the Great Wall of China? Like he says, no, it's not going to happen. Is he going to get all the illegal Mexicans out of the country? No. Who's going to do it? Nobody's going to do it. Is he going to do it all by himself? He's bringing our Joe Arpaio over here from Phoenix out to talk about this. Joe Arpaio hasn't done it. Joe Arpaio has busted a lot of, you know, hardworking people, but he hasn't made any headway in, like, there being less illegals. I don't want to get too political because of who I believe has been successful. You've already mentioned that. But, right, rhetoric is just rhetoric. It's hollow words. And maybe that's what some people want. But at least for a lot of us who I think you're a true researcher, you want to make discoveries. Even if you're a true activist, you want to make some progress. And you can, we can say the government's going to, you know, disclose tomorrow every day and it not happen. That doesn't really get us anywhere. In fact, all we're doing is crying wolf. And so then you're losing your credibility.
And the problem with that is you keep saying the same thing over and over again. And maybe it will happen. Maybe there is something to disclose and there will be some revelation. But it's the boy who cried wolf. You keep saying it. Eventually people will look at you and say, all right, enough already.
Yeah.
So the real information comes forth. Well, all right, enough already. You're telling us the same story every year. It's time to give it up. It's time to look for another solution. We've been talking about disclosure since the 1950s. Major Kehoe was saying disclosure coming soon to a congressional hearing near you. They had congressional hearings in the mid-60s. What we get? The Condon Report. You know, do you expect to trust Congress to do anything?
Mm-hmm. I mean, my mentors are some of these guys like John Schuchler or some of these older people that I've known. Leo Sprinkle I've known for years, or some of these older gentlemen, Stan Friedman and some of these guys. They don't feel the same way a lot of people do because they've been in this for so long that I remember, I think it was John Schuchler. Well, John Schuchler said he was really excited disclosure was going to happen, you know, back in the 70s. And then you had President Carter coming out and saying, I saw a UFO and I'm going to have disclosure happen. I have this great interview with Steven Spielberg where he's even talking about that disclosure happening. But it didn't with all of the talk and everything that happened. And it hasn't. And so they get skeptical that it'll happen during their lifetime. And I think I'm there. I just don't see that happening. And I don't think we're working on our timeline anyway. But so I think it's more important to focus on other things.
The thing here, I think, is before we hope for disclosure, which is a compound, we've got to redouble our efforts to figure out what's going on, not make these assumptions. And that puts a MUFON in a bad light because to them it appears to be all ET. So how do you regenerate that interest in the search for a valid theory, whatever it might be, even if it's not ET?
Well, I don't think that's putting MUFON in the right light at all, though, because that's the other argument I used to make is MUFON is a lot of people. And Robert Powell won't tell you the same thing. He won't tell you the ET hypothesis is certain. And he's their director of research. I know others, like the guy who runs the one of their special investigation teams is similar. There's many people, many state directors. So there are different – MUFON is so large, a volunteer organization made up of 5,000 subscribers, thousands of investigators. They don't all feel the same. Really, their feelings run the gamut of this field. So perhaps you could say that when it comes to maybe the leadership, or at least with Jan himself personally. But Jan, of course, is just one man. So I think that those people, just like this field, those people in that organization who feel that they've already got it figured out are limiting themselves. But I don't think they're the people that are also making the biggest discoveries. Whereas the people who are making the bigger discoveries are the people who are more open. And I say that just because, you know, when I think of some of the most exciting research, like we said at the beginning of the show, the Homeland Security video and the research done on that, to me, is one of the exciting stories of the year. And, you know, those are all researchers who did this investigation independent of MUFON, but there are people involved with MUFON. And I think their work arguably could represent, you know, people in MUFON and what they think as well. So
maybe in spite of the leadership, good work is being done anyway.
I would say in spite of that, Jan's role isn't to do that research, but the people whose role it is to do that research are doing a great job.
So maybe we'll get something, but then it's been so many years, you've got to feel jaded, don't you?
Yeah, certainly. But then again, You don't feel jaded if you realize that we don't know much and we're discovering new every day, something new every day. And that makes every discovery fascinating and fun. And that's where I am, and that's what keeps me motivated. So every discovery, this discovery by John Greenwald that the DIA lost their files, that's really exciting to me. And whatever big story there'll be tomorrow will be the next exciting thing. The CIA making a big deal about UFOs to help promote X-Files, that's really exciting. That's my next story I'll be writing about. And, of course, all of the cool things going on at the UFO Congress is exciting. So I think there's a lot to look forward to.
Alejandro Rojas, please tell our listeners if they want more information about what you do, where do they go?
If you want more information, we update our website daily with UFO stories at openminds.tv. We also have a YouTube page, very active social media. Just look for openminds.tv. And, of course, for the UFO Congress, you'll find it there at openminds.tv. We sponsor the Congress. But you'll find that at ufocongress.com. And you'll find also some of the exciting mainstream media attention we've gotten already. I think I mentioned I was on Fox News last night, and they've been treating the topic very seriously. So that's been a lot of fun. And we'll have a lot more in the media in the coming days.
You can find us on Twitter. Look for the Paracast. Look for the Paracast on Twitter. Look for two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. Doesn't matter which one you visit. Now, if you want to hear our second radio show called After the Paracast, a wrap-up show, special interviews, color commentary, a lot more, you've got to be a member of the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. You get After the Paracast. You get this show, free of the network ads, better quality audio. You also get show transcripts, videos, more to come for a modest monthly, annual, five-year, even a lifetime subscription rate. That's plus.theparacast.com for the Paracast Plus. Alejandro Rojas, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
It's great to be back.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on this special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.